In the temporarily occupied Enerhodar town, filtration measures and reprisals against the local population are intensifying. The occupying power was unable to achieve a minimum level of loyalty and widely uses oppression, abduction, and blackmail, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine reports. A special unit of the Russian Guard arrived in the town to carry out filtration measures. With the help of collaborators, lists of unreliable residents are made, which include former military personnel, veterans of the anti-terrorist operation, employees of law enforcement agencies, activists, and ordinary citizens with a pro-Ukrainian position. Detained residents and captured service members of the armed forces of Ukraine are held in the premises of a local department of the Ministry of Internal Affairs and the town court, which have been turned into torture chambers. Constant threats from Russists and fear for life and health force people to leave the town en masse to the Ukraine-controlled territory. Officially, this is prohibited, however, the issue is resolved through bribes directly at enemy checkpoints. Sometimes the payment reaches $5,000 to $7,000. At the same time, most of the roads around the town and the Kakhovka Reservoir are mine. It is also known that the wounded Russists are delivered to a local maternity hospital. In the future, it is planned to give them civilian clothes and involve them in the production of propaganda stories for the Russian mass media about civilians injured in the shelling by the armed forces of Ukraine. Natalia Tolib.